Welcome again to the 5-minute audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Vayera, and this week's Parsha is dominated by the Eser Makot, the beginning of the 10 plagues wrought on Egypt. And one of the main questions that our commentators in Chazal focus on is the conundrum and query about how Hashem could have taken away the free will of Paro. Vayachbed Hashem et lev Paro, and Paro hardened his own heart, and Hashem hardened his heart. How is it possible, if man has free will, that Hashem could have hardened God's heart? I'd like to share with you an idea that I heard and adapted from a shiur from Harav Rudinsky, who suggests as follows, that it may be rooted in one of the Mishnayos that is very famous from Pirkei Avot. We know that it says that mitzvah is goreret mitzvah, and avera is goreret avera. If you do a mitzvah, it causes you to do another mitzvah, and if you do an avera, likewise, it causes you to do another avera. What is the dynamic in that? How does that work? How is it possible that if you do one mitzvah, you are automatically drawn to do another mitzvah? If you have free will, theoretically, you can do a mitzvah, and after that, you can do an avera. So why is the Mishnah telling you that if you do a mitzvah, then afterwards you are almost guaranteed to do another mitzvah? It seems not to be aligned with the concept of free will. So he wants to suggest that if you do a mitzvah, every time you do a mitzvah, you change yourself, you change your person, and that makes it that much easier to do another mitzvah. Similarly, he wants to suggest that a person has free will, but only to a certain extent. And he goes so far as to say that he gives a mushal, an example. If somebody wanted to jump off the Empire State Building from the observation deck on the 119th floor, then he certainly has the free will to do so. However, while he is in free fall, going down at about the 75th or 69th floor, he can no longer at that point, unless he has some sort of spiritual divination or miracle occur to him, he can no longer say in mid-flight, God, I'd like to change my mind and decide not to jump off the Empire State Building and do not want to splatter on the ground below. And even though this person who is in free fall is still chayev in mitzvot and still theoretically would have to put on talis and tefillin while he is at the fifth floor just before he hits the pavement, nevertheless, he is going to hit the pavement because it was his free will to take away his own free will. It was his choice to set the pattern in motion. Similarly, Rabbi Rudinsky explains that could be an explanation for the pasuk in last week's parsha, it says, "Vayakam Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim." And Rashi, we know there, points out that there is a struggle as to whether or not this was a new king, mamash, whether or not it was really a new king, or nitchatshu gzerotav, or whether or not his decrees were new. But he suggests that either way, this person was a new entity, because by making new decrees, he changed himself. By changing himself, he had become a new person. And with this, we likewise can get an incredible lesson from the Mishnah in Avot and from the way the dynamic of Paro and how he hardened his own heart, that we too, by making small slight changes in our personality, small slight changes in our attitudes, small slight changes in our actions, makes it easier and paves the way and trailblazes us for what can be a much better life, a much more spiritual life, or perhaps in the converse, negatively, a much worse spiritual life. The decision is ours to make a small change. I will close by sharing with you the story that Rabbi Rudinsky said that Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Manhig Yisrael of the Manhige Yisrael of the Telshi Yeshiver, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, suggested that he had plans to become either a doctor or a lawyer, and it was only the suggestion of someone that he go study in yeshiva in Europe that changed his entire life. That one decision in his life changed his entire being, his entire essence, to become one of the great chachamim in Israel. So you never know what it is that you do. One small decision, one small act, one small change can make a change in your life that will better and improve your life, or chas v'shalom can make it worse. May we, on this upcoming Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat Shvat, which I heard from Harav Chizkia Nevensal, Shvat is Rosh Tevot, Shin is for Shalom, the Bet is for Bracha, and the Tet is for Tov. May this be a month of Shalom, Bracha, and Tov, of peace, of blessing, and of goodness for all of us, and may we all make good decisions which will enhance our free will to do and serve Hashem to the best of our abilities. Good Shabbos to all.